Good morning, the exotic expert. This is Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, hi, Sharon. I'd like to see if I could book my little guinea pig in for a visit on Monday.
Yeah, that should be fine on Monday. Let me have a look. Yeah, we've got appointments free Monday. Did you want morning or afternoon?
As early as I can, please.
As early, okay. Let me see. Now, do you mind which vet that you see? Do you have it? We've got Brock. Brock's on Monday and Calwyn.
Yeah.
Who do you usually see with the guinea pig? Have you been?
Vanessa.
Oh, right, yeah. She has Mondays off, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I do too. So she wasn't, and then she is again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Brock's been here the longest. He's working.
Yeah, Brock will be fine because I want to get some. X-rays. You've probably got a record on the email there. Who's the other girl there?
We've got another nurse here, or.
Yeah,
we've got Kerry. Kerry's on reception.
Wasn't Kerry.
We've got Emily here as well, and Chrissy.
Emily, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sent me an email there to get another script for my other guinea pig, so.
Oh, okay.
So I was talking to her about it, and I've got a little pig. See how he goes over the weekend, but he's not in pain. He's doing everything all right. But I was talking to her about I want to get X-rays on him, so I want to get X-rays.
Oh, okay. We might need to drop him off a bit early then. What's his name? Your guinea pig's name?
Yeah, he's Jojo.
Jojo. And surname?
Martin.
Jojo. Is it Jojo just one word, or is it?
Sorry.
You're putting it Jojo one word? Oh, here we go. Here, I found it here.
Yeah, whatever. I call him Jojo, but he's Joe or Joey or whatever. As long as it's got a Joe in it there.
And did you say Martin, the surname?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I can't find him here for some reason. I'm sure he must be here.
And he's had one visit there.
Yeah, just the one, okay. And he saw a vet when he was here?
Yeah, Vanessa, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Emily found it there the other day.
Yeah, I'll look under your name. So it's Mark. What's your first name?
Ross.
Ross, okay. Yeah. Oh, they just put it down as Joe, that's why. I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just Joe, okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll put you in for a consult first, I think, just because we've only seen him that once. And then Brock can admit him for X-rays if he thinks that's the next step.
Yeah, well, he needs X-rays. I want X-rays. That's what I want. That's why I'm coming in. He's 4 years old and he hasn't had X-ray. He's going on to 5 years, so I just want X-rays so that I know what I'm up for, if anything, or just peace of mind, you know, just a precautionary thing.
Is he limping, or is he?
He's not limping. He's always had a weepy eye. Just one of his eyes has just always been weepy. Like I've had him for 5 years, so.
Yeah.
And they live inside. You know, they're spoiled, so I'm around them 24/7, basically. And he's my 10th guinea pig that I've had over years. I've got Casper that's 9 years old, and they all live inside. So, just going on, you know, past experience, it's just time to get him have an X-ray.
Okay.
He lays there when he's asleep, and his head will just twitch. So I'm thinking that there might be something wrong neurologically with him. But I won't know unless I have X-rays and have a look there and see. So he scratches his ear, and last time I was there, Vanessa said there was nothing wrong with his ears, but he seems really sensitive around his ears.
Yeah, okay. It's a bit strange. But, yeah, has he been on pain relief at all?
He's not that way inclined. He's fine. He's getting around. He's eating, sleeping, drinking, chirping, playing, everything. I handle both of them twice a day because I've got a string feed Casper. But he's fine. Just at the moment, he's sort of. It's almost like a respiratory problem that he's got. It's only been yesterday that he's got it. But I think eating dust. I think he's just always underneath the hay, eating the dusty bits of it. So.
Okay. Is he struggling to breathe, or just breathing fast, or is he?
No. He's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah, it's just a wheezy sort of thing. That's all. When he, when he tries to clean himself, when they're twisted, he twists under him. That's when I can hear it. Apart from that, it's fine. If he's just laying there and breathing, he's fine. It's only when he leans over his back and tries to scratch or something like that. So.
Okay. Well, the earliest we got with Brock on Monday is 11:50, so 10 to 12.
That's okay.
That's the earliest he's got. But we might still be able to organise something for that day. It won't be.
Hey?
If he thinks he needs x-rays, we should be able to organise something for that day still, potentially.
Oh, so we'll still be able to get x-rays on that day?
Yeah, you should be able to still. There's not too much on that on Monday, so you should be able to do that day if he thinks he needs them.
Yeah,
might just be able to have some pain relief and see how it goes and trial that.
Yeah, no, I don't want to waste my time coming over there. I want to come over there for x-rays, specifically for x-rays. So.
Well, I'll put you in for 10 to 12, but I have a chat to Vanessa and think if you need to drop them off earlier, I'll give you a call back and let you know.
All right, lovely. That'll be great. Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see you then.
I don't know whether I just want to drop him off there.
Yeah.
I'll stick around. Vanessa usually lets me stay there and in the waiting room and nurse them in the waiting room,
even after
they come out of anaesthetic. I've been there quite a few times, so.
Oh, right, okay.
No. I'll go back. My oldest pig was, 11 years ago that I first went to Vanessa when she was at Brighton. So,
yeah.
I've sort of been going to Vanessa for a long time now. She always lets me sit there and, as soon as they're comfortable, they put me in the waiting room. A little pig there, he's out of it, and then just let me nurse them back into breathing time and that again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. But I'll pass it on to the team that's going to be here Monday.
Beautiful. All right. And if we go earlier, you'll let me know?
Yeah, I'll give you a call back and let you know if you just need to drop them off a bit earlier or bring him in earlier. I'll let you know.
Yeah, that just sounds so horrible, dropping him off.
I know. That's what we normally do for x-rays because they need to be sedated. So people usually just drop them off and pick them up a bit later in the day.
All right. Emily's saying that they don't
sedate. It depends what views we're doing. Just standing up on his, just downwards, that's fine. But if you have to put them on their back or do anything differently, because they won't tolerate it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Roddy, so I'll put you in for 10 to 12, but if it changes, I'll give you a call and let you know.
All right, and it was Sharon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Sharon, thanks a lot.
Okay, no worries. Bye.
Have a good day. See you, bye.
See you, bye.
Thanks.